All right, everybody. Hey, happy National Doctors Day. For those of you that are watching this live, and if you're watching it on today, today is March 30th. Apparently today is National Doctors Day. And instead of like doing some kind of sale where I give you some trite thing, like a 24-hour one-time off type of thing, I thought I'd give you all a free training. How about that instead? So I'm Matt Galogli. I am the president of SRP Medical Marketing. And our business works with doctors who want to start, scale, or take seven-figure medical practices beyond those numbers. Work primarily with cash-based practices. And today, what I'm going to talk to you about is I'm going to be talking to you about how to scale. Okay, now this is going to be valuable to you if you are just starting, if you are adding cash-based services onto an existing insurance practice, or if you just reached the seven-figure mark and you want to go beyond that to get some freedom. So let's go ahead and dive into this. And again, I have nothing to sell here. This is pure training just for you. So strap on and let's go. So let's talk about the first thing. The first thing is the purpose, the entire reason why you are getting into this practice and why you are doing this entrepreneurial venture. The entire purpose of the business is to pay you first. All right. I'm going to say that again. The entire purpose of the business is to pay you first. You know, I'll tell this funny story. One time, my then first wife and I were sitting at church, and they were talking about, you know, supporting kids overseas and all of that stuff. And we were just coming out of the recession, and you know, it'd been pretty hard on us. And I looked at her and I said to her, "Hey, Sarah, you want to support and sponsor a child?" And she looked at me and she goes, "We got three kids we got to support on our own. And two of them are headed to college." And we kind of laughed and chuckled, right? Certainly the $100 was not going to make that big of a difference, even though we were just coming out of it. But the point is that so many times I find that doctors and business owners in general, what they do is they say, they think the business is about serving the employees. And to a certain degree it is, right? But the whole reason why, because you want to take great care of your employees, you want to be sensitive to their needs, you want to be the type of employer that if they have something challenging that goes on in their life, that you're there for them and all of that. But remember the whole reason why you did this? The reason why you did this was probably twofold. One, you wanted to better serve your patient population. You felt that insurance-based medicine or big corporate medicine wasn't really headed in the right direction, and you wanted to give your patients a choice for them to be able to experience a different way to feeling better, that you had a better way than just pills, okay? So the thing that you want to, so that's part of it. Whoops, I didn't mean to hit the microphone there. That's part of it. But the real reason why you did this is for financial freedom, right? You did this because you wanted to take more time off. You wanted to have an exit strategy. You wanted to be able to provide for your spouse and your children. Maybe you wanted to have a beach house. Maybe you wanted to have a mountain house. Maybe you want to have a vacation house. Maybe you want to pay off your debt. Maybe you just want to get out of debt from being in medical school. So the number one reason why you start this business is to serve you. All right. And that's probably not like a really popular thing to say in today's day and age, but it's the truth. Because once you realize that the business's purpose here is to serve you, things change. So for example, I was having a call with one of my doctors, Roman, up in the Pacific Northwest, and he's a family doc type doctor, and lots of insurance, sees lots of patients, and he's been trying to get his cash-based practice up and running, adding it on. And I said, look, here's the only way this is going to work. Every single time you do a cash procedure, which he charges, you know, $2,500 for, you need to pay yourself first. As soon as that procedure is done, pay yourself. Okay. And we picked a number, like, and that number can be 500, it can be 750, it can be 1,000, right? You want to factor in your expenses and all that. But the first thing I really want you to do is you've got to pay yourself first, because if you are going with this myth that, oh, a business needs to wait 3 years before it's profitable and an owner shouldn't be taking any money out, that's garbage. That's absolute garbage. Take it from the guy that's done 5 startups. I want to figure out how quickly can I be paying myself at least $100,000 a year out of my business. Okay. If I can't get there quickly, I don't do it. All right. I'm not interested in, I'm not going to sell this off to a public company, right? Like, I'm interested in this business. I want to serve, I know I will make money because I serve my clients and I give them a great result. That is a foregone conclusion. If you have to debate that as to whether or not you're going to be able to provide that, then you're in the wrong business. I'm assuming that you are going to provide great service to your patients, to your clients. I am assuming you are going to treat your employees well. If that's a conversation that we have to have, you probably, you know, I mean, it's the reality is that there's no need to have that conversation in today's day and age. Those are foregone conclusions. You will not survive in today's day and age if you are not providing a great service to your patients and taking care of your employees, being, you know, listening to your employees. But that doesn't preclude the fact that the entire purpose that this business is here is to pay you, okay? So you've got to really wrap your head around that. How quickly can you be paying you? Another one of my doctors, Dr. Brian, out in Bountiful, Utah. Our whole job right now, our whole mission for 90 days, our for his team and what we're focusing in on is the theme is fire Brian. His team is on board with firing him so that he doesn't have to be there every single day. And what you'll find is that your employees really know what the heck they're doing, which is, that's another topic that we'll dig into later on. Okay. So that's the first thing. The entire purpose of this business is to pay you first. All right. The second thing that I want you to get today is that stop doing low-end work. All right. Now, if you, I want to explain this to you. You may have already heard this, but I want to explain this to you. If you want to make $250,000 a year in personal income, then you need to be billing out, I forget what the exact number is, but it's like $350 an hour. That's if you work 50 weeks, take 2 weeks paid vacation, you're taking all the regular holidays, Christmas, all that stuff, whatever the, you know, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, blah, 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 blah. You need to be paying yourself like $350 an hour. Okay. That's working 40 hours a week. Well, that number is not really $350 an hour. That number really needs to be $1,000 an hour because there's no way that you can be that efficient. Okay. So if you want to make your, if you want to make $250,000 a year and you want to take a lot of time off, I would recommend that you pay yourself $1,000 to $1,500 an hour. Okay. And you work, say, 200 days a year. Okay. That gives you 165 days a year off, which that right there is 100 days just by taking 2 days off every single week. A 2 week vacation, that's another 14 days. That's 114 days. And if you take all the other holidays, I think you're like 240 or something like that. I forget the exact number. I guess I should have looked it up before I came here, but I want you to get the gist of this. But that also means you need to be taking a 3 day weekend once a quarter at a minimum. Okay. So the only way you're going to get there is if you stop doing low end work. Now, here's the rub. Okay. The only way you can grow your practice and scale it is by adding bolt-on services. Let me explain. I have a client of mine up in Manhattan, very, very successful doctor, has a number of PT chiropractic, she's not a chiropractor, but chiropractic affiliations that she owns partnerships in, or not, you know what I mean? Like she has kind of all this whole network and she's, and then she's got her regenerative practice and all of that feeds her regenerative practice. Very smart. Very, very, very smart woman. Brilliant, quite frankly. And so that's her lead gen, right? Is these, you know, these other businesses that she owns that are in the medical space lead to her business, her regenerative business. And we were on our coaching call yesterday and we were talking about adding in HRT and we were talking about adding weight loss. And she like rubs her hair and she's like, but I don't have any more time. And I said, who said you were going to do all that? So she, you know, stem cells, she'll charge anywhere between $4,000 to $15,000 for, you know, stem cell for a procedure, depending on a number of different factors. And, you know, she can do very, very well with that. Okay. But for her to really scale her practice, she needs to stop doing the low-end work, which would be things like HRT, right? That can be done by an NP or a PA, or weight loss. Like, weight loss to me is one of the great add-ons. If you are in regenerative or men's and women's sexual health, you know anybody over the age of 45 who doesn't want to lose another 10 pounds, right? Like, I can't think of anybody who doesn't want to lose another 10 pounds. And I'm at CrossFit 4 days a week. And I'll tell you right now, there are some people in there that are 50 years old and cut, and they want to lose another 10 pounds. Okay. So everybody wants to lose weight, and that market's never going away, and it's an easy sell, right? But you only make like $80 a month on it. So you don't want to spend any time with them. So you want to add something in that allows you to get an override without you having to do the work. So you got to stop doing low-end work. That includes, by the way, seeing low-end patients. Okay. You got to stop doing low-end work. The only way, you know, in my business, I work with a small stable of clients. I don't have this massive 500 doctors that I work with. I basically work with a small stable of clients, and I work with them one-on-one. And the reason why I do that is I can get paid a pretty premium price to be able to do that, on top of the fact that I love the work. Okay. So you need to stop doing low-end work. The thing I want you to get from that is you need to decide how much money you want to make. Okay. And then what you need to do is you need to stop doing the crap that doesn't make you the money that you want to make. Okay. It's that simple. You need to stop doing stuff that eats your time and keeps you away from your $1,500 an hour work. Now, I have plenty of other low-end things that I do for doctors. You know, I have my book, I have different courses, I do all of this stuff, but all of that's on autopilot. I never touch it. Once we set it up, I never touch it. Even the stuff I do on weight loss, I barely touch it anymore, right? It's all automated, okay? Which I'll have another conversation in a future day about automation, okay? So first two so far, the purpose of the business is to pay you first. The second thing on how to scale on National Doctors Day is stop doing low-end work, okay? Not all hours and not all revenue is equal. Keep that in mind. All right, third thing, and I'm going to give you a bonus one. I'm going to give you a fourth one. So here's the third thing. Pre-schedule time off. Now, this is a little trick that I learned because I never took vacations. My father was a World War II Marine, grew up in the Depression, had his own law firm. The guy worked like incessantly. And then he dropped dead at the age of 60, right? And the thing that I learned that skill, like I can put some serious hours in. I can work my ass off. Hard work is not something that I am afraid to do. And I'm fine doing physical hard work. I can do it. I've done it for years. Come from a bit of a blue collar family, but there is incredible power in time off. And in my 30s, when I first started my business, it was like 16-hour days. How can I sleep 4 hours? I was getting up at like 3:30 in the morning, going to bed at 11 o'clock at night. And I was a freaking zombie. It was awful. I was a horrible husband. I was a horrible father. I was not engaged. I was always thinking about business, and we never took vacations. In fact, my then wife would take the kids and go to her father's hobby farm up in Michigan for like a month. And I would just work more, right? I never took time off ever. We never did family vacations. We never hardly did any of that stuff. And if we did, it was like for 3 days because I couldn't be away, or I had to bring my laptop and check in every morning. Such a crock. Today, if you were to look at my schedule, I take huge chunks of time off. Now you might sit there, oh, it's easy for you to do, Matt. You know, you've sold your practices and you've made all your money. Yeah, but I haven't made enough. Like, it's not like I'm John D. Rockefeller, for God's sakes. You know, I've got two kids that went to private college at $55,000 a year. I've got a third getting ready to go. I've had a divorce. I've, you know, bought and sold property. I've had some successes. I've had some failures. I mean, you know, it's not like I've got like, you know, a Swiss bank account full of cash earning me like 22% a year. I mean, you know, I've got my own challenges that I face. Certainly things are much better than when I was in my 30s. Yeah. But I mean, you know, this is what it is. But I schedule lots of time off. So Katie, my girlfriend, and I, we always take at least a trip once a quarter. We get away for 4 to 5 days, and we shut things down. A lot of times we'll leave on a Wednesday night. We will work a little bit Thursday morning as we get down there just to kind of clean a few things up, and then we're done. We'll go to the beach. We love to go to Miami. We love to head down to Hilton Head, and more on the East Coast. So we usually do day trips. We've done the mountains. So that's one thing. It's pre-schedule that time off. So for example, I'm heading down to Miami in a couple of weeks to attend one of the conferences. I'm going a couple of days early so that I can play golf. Golf is one of my refuges, right? That's how I relax and unwind. So pre-schedule time off and be militant about it. Now, the time off doesn't mean that you work from home or you sneak into the office at 6 o'clock at night. That means cell phones off, laptops off, okay? No checking email. Get email off of your phone. That's another topic for another day. There's absolutely no need, zero need for you to have email on your phone. Another topic for another day. Final topic that I want to share with you on in honor of National Doctors Day and how to scale is, whom are you learning from? Okay. So you chose your med school based on what they were known for, right? So, you know, you do undergrad, right? You chose undergrad because maybe you were pre-med, or maybe you wanted to determine if you wanted to be, you know, go to med school and they had a great biology program or chemist, whatever, right? So you chose your school based on that program and you chose your classes based on who was going to be the best professor to teach you that. All right. You can see the dog, by the way, right there. There's Mulligan snoozing away. Poor guy. He just listens to me flapping my gums the whole time. But you chose your school based on the quality, right? What it was known for. And then you chose where you went to med school on the same factor, right? Oh, they're really good at this, and I think I want to study that. And then you chose your residency and internship and all of this stuff based on things that you wanted to learn. And you went to go learn from people that were experts at that, right? But have you done that with your business? The number one best decision that I've ever made in my life is I figured this out early on, that you're only as good as your mentor slash coach and the people that you have around you. So I'm a former golf professional, never played on tour, but I'm a pretty decent player, right? You know, if I were to go out and play today, I'd break 80 pretty easily. And I don't play that much anymore. I play like maybe every 6 weeks or something like that. But when I play a lot, I'm right around even par. I'm a fairly decent player. I'm a former PGA golf professional, actually getting my status back. Another topic for another day. And the thing that I will tell you is today, and I'm 53 years old and I've been playing since I was six, I have learned from some of the best teachers in the game. You know what I do when I go back is I get a teacher, or I connect with my teacher. And when I go into a new business venture, I pay somebody to teach me how to do it. So when I wrote my book, I hired a guy that had a lot of experience doing books, and he coached me and he showed me how to write a great book. And a lot of you bought it and you've given me positive comments, and I really appreciate that. So you have to have a mentor and a coach. And the place that you really want to have a mentor and a coach is where you are the weakest. Most doctors that I know are not very good business people. They've never really spent any time learning the craft and studying it. They spend way more time. Your default is to go learn another procedure. Well, I will encourage you that the best thing that you can do is hire a mentor or a coach whom you can work with one-on-one to help you scale your practice. I have always done this in my life. To this day, I still have coaches that I work with. I have a friend of mine that I pay really good money with. We've become very good friends on top of that. And he coaches me. And, you know, a lot of these things I already know, but you need somebody who can speak truth into your life. So if you do not have a mentor or coach, if you are stuck, I highly recommend that you explore that. I hope it's me, quite frankly, although I do have limited capacity. If you'd like to book a call with me, you can go to callwithmatt.com. That's callwithmatt.com. But more importantly, you can book a call there and we can talk about it. Get yourself a mentor who has done this, who has been there, done this, to help show you the ropes. And it's not necessarily that they have to have been there, done that in the medical space, because quite frankly, what I teach you in the medical space is applicable to any business. I know because I've worked with 30 different niches on 5 continents. So these are basic fundamentals of running a business. The nuances of a medical practice, the laws, all that stuff. Yeah, that's different. But in reality, the running of a business is the running of a business. It doesn't change just because you put a white coat on. So all right, that's my free gift to you today on National Doctors Day. And I hope you internalize these. And again, if you'd like to speak with me, you can go to callwithmatt.com. Happy to book a call. You can just do it all online. There is no charge for it. Or you can get my book, which I'll put that link below as well, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice. So that's it for National Doctors Day. You all have a great day, and I am actually going to go see my doctor for my annual physical. So y'all have a great day. Carpe diem. Peace out.